the grant limit was raised to 40,000. And while I do welcome that, it doesn't match the level of inflation we've seen in construction costs since the introduction of this grant in 2007. The Disability Federation of Ireland is calling for a minimum increase to 60,000 to match this, and I'm very much backing that. I know the Department of Housing recently did a review to give indicative costs across six different local authorities in Ireland, both rural and urban, on how much it would cost to do a bedroom or bathroom extension. Now, every one of those examples came back higher than the 40,000 limit. So it was from 45,000 to 70,000. So I really think this is something that needs to be looked at in line with inflation.
And we are at a stage where the housing crisis, although, you know, plans are being made to prevent it from worsening, unfortunately, people are still finding it very tough out there. So it's really just about encouraging people that there is assistance there. There are schemes there to avail of, grants to avail of, that can assist people in this manner. And just kind of, well, addressing the issue locally, but also on a national scale as well.
Yes, yeah. And look, these grants are great, and we do want to keep the elderly, we want to keep disabled in their own homes. That's where people want to be as long as possible. It's not only the grant limits need to be looked at. In terms of deductions for the means testing, we should be looking at mortgage expenses. We should be looking at the cost of care in the home, taking it into account, increasing the deductions for children, full-time carers. We need to look at as well the application process. I've dealt with a good few constituents here locally, and the application process is unnecessarily bureaucratic, and I think also we need to support local authorities to look at an option of staging the grant payments to ensure that contractors are more open, firstly, to doing the work because they know the payments will be promptly made, and to take down the massive outlay of 40,000, maybe look at staging it in bunches of 10, say. So, like, we need everything we can do to simplify this process and make it as easy as possible to keep people healthy and happy within their own homes.